You know, if I would have applied myself, I could have gone to the NBA.
You think so?
Yeah, I think so. But it's just like, it's been done. You know, I didn't want to, I was like, I don't want to be a follower. Hi, I'm Jason Concepcion.
And I'm Shea Serrano. And we are back. We have a new podcast from Wondery. It's called Six Trophies.
Woo!
And it's the f***ing best.
Each week, Shea Serrano and I are combing through all the NBA storylines, finding the best, most interesting, most compelling stories, and then handing out six pop culture themed trophies for six basketball related activities.
Trophies like the Dominic Toretto, I Live My Life a Quarter Mile at a Time trophy, which is given to someone who made a short-term decision with no regard for future consequence.
Or the Christopher Nolan Tenet trophy, which is given to someone who did something that we didn't understand.
Catalina Wine Mixer trophy.
Ooh, the Lauryn Hill, you might win some, but you just lost one trophy. And what's more, the NBA playoffs are here, so you want to make Six Trophies your go-to companion podcast through all the craziness. Follow Six Trophies on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. Listen ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus.
Arizona, Colorado, Indiana, Michigan, New Jersey, Tennessee, and Virginia. WynnBET is now live in all these states, and the excitement of Wynn Las Vegas has finally landed in online sports betting and casino play. From boosted parlays to live in-game odds on every major sport, WynnBET gives you the tools to win. Sign up today for your risk-free $1,000 sports bet. Download the WynnBET app now or visit WynnBET.com to start winning.
The hottest Knicks tape you'll find online. Knicks all day. We bleed blue and orange. This is Knicks Fan TV, your one-stop shop for the ultimate New York Knicks fan experience. News, rumors, debates, post-game live streams featuring live callers.
Let's go Knicks, baby!
And now, your host, CP, the NY Fanatic.
Friday night Knicks. Knicks go down to Orlando, aka New York South, and make quick work out of those Orlando Magic. You know what? Listen, Magic are a team that are decimated by injuries. Barely an NBA team, even when healthy. But you know what? This was a business trip, and the Orange and Blue went down there and took care of business. Made quick work out of this young Orlando team, 121-96, and they would do so by way of the three-pointers. You know, Steph Curry had a great game last night against the Clippers, but the real Splash Brothers might be here in New York as the Knicks rained 54 three-point attempts on the Magic, breaking the franchise record of 44 and making 24 of those threes, man. This is real. This is real, this Knicks offense. So let's get into it, man. This is Knicks Post Game Live presented by Manscaped. We're going to break down a game and take your phone calls. 657-383-1509 is the number to call. CP the Franchise, JD Sports Talk, CK2K in the building on this Friday night. Man, oh man, CK, bro. I mean, like I said, this was what Jay Boogie would consider a bum night. But we took care of business. But there were still some takeaways, man. 54 three-point attempts. Knicks made 24 of those, man. What'd you think of the game tonight?
A record-setting 24, record-setting. CP. Yeah. A record-setting 24 threes for the New York Knicks. And I feel like we're going to come close to that a few times this season. But, man, across the board, man. Yeah. Across the board to the point where Kemba Walker only got to play 22 minutes.
Yeah.
RJ Barrett, who was leading the league in minutes after one game played 47 minutes, only had to play 25 tonight. Julius Randle with a light 30, and I say that very loosely, a light 30 minutes for Julius Randle tonight. Like, yeah, everybody looked good. And in the words of Jay Boog, this is a game that, you know, we're supposed to win. This is a you know, easy night. You know, this is we're supposed to win. This one, this was supposed to be expected. So, but at the same time, for us to do it in this fashion, to put the smack down on our on the Orlando Magic, and like you said, New York's South. I don't know, it's between them and Atlanta. I know Atlanta puffing out their chest a little bit more, but
yeah,
we gotta remember who was there first. We'll get there a little bit. But yeah, man, it was a good game, man, across the board. When you look at our stats, you see a lot of pluses. A lot of everyone is in the pluses, plus 5, plus 25, plus 16. I love it. It was just an overall good game. And I want to see us do it all over again on Sunday. We play them all over again. Do it again.
Take care of them, man. And JD, you know, Kemba started it. Kemba set the tone with 4 3-pointers in the first. I thought he was looking to get back on track after a shaky opening night against the Celtics. But listen, overall, I thought the offense was flowing well all night. The ball movement was crispy. 33 assists by this team. The chemistry was on point, at least for tonight. But what'd you think about the game, bro?
Well, see me.
He's got the barbecue gear.
You caught me. You caught me live. I didn't know we were live. I didn't know you were live. You hit me up like, yo, JD, we got a show. I'm like, yo, I'm in the kitchen cooking, man. I got 48 burgers to go. There's two done over there.
What's the apron say, JD? You got to see that. What does it say, bro?
What does the babe say, bro?
I'm in a happy place. In a happy place, baby.
Yes, sir.
It was a great night. And you know, in terms of Kemba Walker, I thought he was very active defensively. Yeah. You know, yes. CP, we talked about in our pregame show yesterday about how I feel that, you know, during a long season, you're gonna get nights where Kemba is gonna be a negative on the defensive end, and then you're gonna get nights where he's gonna be decent. Yeah. He's gonna be active. Tonight he sacrificed his body for a charge. He got going a little bit offensively. He made 3 3-pointers, 3 of 5 from the three. Played 21 minutes. So, you know, it was a good night in the terms of, you know, remaining, keeping him healthy. Mm-hmm. And I was encouraged by, you know, this is a team where, you know, you want to play a team like this early.
Yeah,
so,
yeah.
Because, you know, you want to get into a rhythm. You know, I know that we have a lot of players that are returning, but at the same time, you know, adding two starters to the starting five is still, there's still an adjustment period. We even saw it, you know, when the Celtics tested us in overtime, where there were moments where we kind of was trying to figure out, you know, the offense and the flow. Mm-hmm. And, you know, some of my biggest takeaways is Kemba, you know, getting into a rhythm, being active defensively. I mean, CP, I know many people are going to say, well, that was the Orlando Magic. Well, yes. But again, he was defending two first round picks. You're talking about Cole Anthony, Jalen Suggs. Talking about fresh legs. You know what I mean? Like, you're talking about guys that are active, that, you know, get to the paint. And so to me, when I look at Kemba, I'm not necessarily looking at the teams we're facing. I'm just looking at it on a nightly basis, what he can give us defensively.
For sure.
Quickly got back into a rhythm. And we saw a little bit of that two-man game between Julius and Evan Fournier. So to me, those are some of the biggest takeaways of tonight.
Yeah, I agree with you there. Salute to everybody in the chat. Once again, hit that thumbs up button for you boys. Knicks win big, 121-96. Knicks postgame line presented by Manscaped. You know, distribution, once again, we figured that there was going to be some nights where, you know, the points distribution spreads around. You had Julius with 21. You know, he got into it when we needed him. You had Fournier return with 18, a nice efficient 18, 5 of 12 from the field. Obi, another good night, 13 points plus 14 on the night, 5 of 8 from the field. Rose chipped in with 12. My man Burks, 12 points. Quickly, as you said, got his groove back, 16. So this was one of those nights, man, where the points was just, you know, spread around evenly, and everybody got everybody got it in. Everybody got it in. As you said, I thought the two-man game with Julius and Fournier has room to grow, but we saw some nice things from them today, man. We saw Fournier get Julius in a pick and roll, found Julius finishing in a pick and roll. Then you saw them playing off each other where, you know, Fournier sets the screen for Julius sets the screen for Fournier. Fournier relocates into the corner, Julius finds him for a three-point shot. You know, it's things like that, man. It's that dynamic that Fournier brings to this team. Again, the anti-Bullock, where he can put the ball on the floor, he moves well without the ball, and that two-man game is only going to get better. They said on the broadcast that in the opener against the Celtics, Julius passed the ball to Fournier 20 times in that game. And that was even evident with us watching in that game, but you could see that they're really trying to grow that tandem, and so far it's paying dividends. I also thought, you know, no Noel, no Taj tonight, CK, but I thought Mitch, solid intimidation, good on the boards. Mitch finished with, how many boards Mitch finished with tonight? 9 boards, 6 points. We almost lost him. Well, it looked like it was almost a hamstring injury, but looked like it was maybe just a cramp. He was able to finish the game, but I thought Mitch's presence was felt. I thought Sims, played a good role defensively. I thought Sims was excellent in its pick and roll defense and also in some rim protection. So good job by the bigs filling in for Taj and Noel, for sure.
Yeah, I was going to say, I feel like the matchups made a little bit more sense for Sims tonight, and he was able to play a little bit more comfortably. Like you mentioned, the rim protection and him just being a presence in the paint was a nice layoff for Mitchell Robinson when he went to the bench. I thought he did a lot better tonight. But to your previous point with Julius Randle and Evan Fournier, not even just them. My favorite stat of tonight, I mean, the 24 threes was great of the 54 that we took. Mm-hmm. My favorite stat was the 34 assists. And yeah, I feel like we just across the board, we are not only taking more shots and good shots, but we are pushing the pace. And we saw that even in a game when we were up by 30 points at one point, that never let up. Derrick Rose came off the bench, played 24 minutes, and he was able to drop seven dimes, pushing the pace with Obi Toppin as he's been doing with the last two games and shooting even into preseason. My favorite thing is I've been CP. I've been asking about that all season last year. I just wanted us to move the ball. I wanted us to go fast because I feel like we had the tools. And this year, we're finally utilizing that. So, yeah, I can't wait to see what comes of the Evan Fournier, Julius Randle tandem because they're already gelling pretty well. And there's still so much room for that to grow. RJ Barrett, again, had a few possessions of, being point forward. Yeah. It was nice to see that again. To me, I feel like after, him getting the shot down together, I think the next phase of RJ's development is being able to utilize that point forward a lot more. Mm-hmm. And we saw a bit of that tonight. So, just across the board, like the assist numbers, that was my favorite stat of the night because I feel like that's something that we have spacing now. So we can utilize that and we can get those same threes that we're trying to get more often and we can get good shots. So I was definitely looking at the assist number. That was my favorite number.
Agreed wholeheartedly. And RJ finished shooting 3 for 8 from the field. But the three shots he did make, I thought he finished two nice layups. One for and one, and another one, a nice little scoop layup, I believe, in transition. So that was a nice one. Then he hit a nice little stop and pop on the mid-range. So that was nice to see from RJ getting those knocked down. Magic, again, they're a professional team. Came out at halftime and gave the Knicks a run for it. They put him in a zone, and the Knicks had a tough time breaking it. I didn't think they executed too well in it. But, JD, second unit came in, fourth quarter, top of the fourth. D. Rose, Quick, Burks, Obi. Their chemistry was on point last year. Came back tonight and basically shut the door. My guy Burks, a.k.a. the Zone Buster. He was quiet in opening night. Came in, did what he had to do. You know what I'm saying? 12 points for my guy Burks tonight. Let's get it going. But again, Obi, solid, man. 13 points, plus 14, two steals and a block. And Tibbs on the post game said, he was borderline gushing over that Randle Obi pairing, from what it gives us offensively. And Obi's rewarding him by playing good defense, man, and allowing him to stay on the court.
Yeah, and you were so excited about Burks, getting back on track. I've never seen a tweet go out so fast after a Burks three-pointer, because on the CP the Franchise Twitter account, you were out there tweeting the Burks, the Zone Buster and all that. Once they played zone and Burks hit a corner three, I immediately get a notification. I'm like, wait, he just hit the three. Damn, CP was waiting for this game. And so he played well. It was good to see because, I saw some rumblings of fans wondering, is Burke still maybe hurt because of the, and it's part of the overreactions that were there after game one of the season. We're so used to him being, a big part of our offense. So, it was nice to see him, get back on track. And, this is why the bench is going to be strong this season. And if the starting five gets off to a good start, teams are going to have trouble. And it's just not only the Orlando Magic, it's also the elite teams, and that's why, this team is such a deep team. They're going to be a force to be reckoned with, in my opinion. And CP, I'll say this because I know that tonight a lot of, fans everyone's happy. And there may be people out there, especially the naysayers, that say, well, it was the Orlando Magic. Well, let me say this. Number one, it's game two. And the Knicks just played a double overtime game where LeBron tweeted that, the Knicks were going to wake up with dead legs.
Dead legs, yep.
Evan Fournier quoted that tweet, and he said facts. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Meaning, now they have to travel. They have to go to Orlando. And guess what? They got on them from the first quarter.
Yeah.
You know, this wasn't a blowout that happened in the third quarter. They pulled the weight late. Mm-hmm, you know what I mean? And then it left us thinking like, man, did it have to get to that point? No. From the tip off, they were ready. And to me, that's an underlying positive sign of a team that, you know, is buying in. Yeah. They're ready to go.
Tibbs said they playing off each other.
And there was a little bit of a killer instinct tonight where and here's the other part of it. You're playing this team again. Yeah. So you don't want to give a team like Orlando any opportunity, any thinking that they can hang, you know, in a game with you. And so I think that was a positive that with the way that they came out mentally prepared and ready to go. I think that bodes well for the next game at the Garden. And, you know, let's see what happens. How many times have we seen this, though, CP, in the past where you play down to the competition with this franchise, you know, a lot of letdowns. So I think early on, I know it's game two, but it's still to me a positive sign that they were that ready to play from the get-go.
Ready to
and
go.
And they stomped them out.
Ready to go. And and that's from the coach on down. And Tibbs said in the postgame, he said, listen, they playing for each other. And you could see that. So that was good to see. You know, a couple nitpicky negatives. Too many turnovers once again. Finished with the 11 turnovers, you know, got to clean that up. And free throws, you know, got to make it free throws. RJ only went 1 for 3, Obi 1 for 5. So definitely want to get those in when you can. But again, overall solid effort, man. Julius, our guy, 21 points, 10 rebounds, 7 assists, 2 steals. You know, Julius was all over the stat sheet tonight. So another solid outing by him.
Obi! Yes, how about Obi? You had mentioned that, and I didn't touch on that, CP. Obi early on, man, he's come out ready to play. Yeah. And, you know, you have mentioned it about his ability to, you know, leak out on possessions.
Yep.
And you see now the type of, you know, pace that the Knicks play when he comes off the bench.
Yeah.
The possibilities that he gets. And guess what? He had a great first game. And he didn't hit a three.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And that was one part of the game that the Knicks, you know, last year emphasized a lot with, you know, the Tibbs emphasizing the corner three. They had him shoot a lot of corner threes last season. He didn't make a three in the first game and still had a productive game. I thought that was that was a positive sign. Yeah. And then tonight he was able to get back on track, you know, from three. He was 2 of 4, shot 50%. He was 5 of 8 from the field. But with Obi, to me, early on, it's not even stats, man. It's just the confidence level. He just looks. You look at his face. He looks like he's good. Like he's ready to go.
Confidence.
And the defense. We keep saying that. You know, he looks like he knows where to go.
Yeah.
And so, in order for the Obi Randle lineup to be successful, but not only that, but in order for Tibbs to trust that, he has to continue that. Yeah. I think he will. And Obi is having a fantastic start to the season, in my opinion.
No question. No question about it. Salute to everybody in the chat once again. Hit that thumbs up button for you boys. This is Knicks Post Game Live presented by Manscaped. CP the franchise here on the check-in, man. If you guys are new in the chat, leave us a hashtag new. We'll shout you guys out. We have 1,500 people in here checking in after the Knicks versus Magic. 121-96 victory over the Magic. We're going to go to the phones in a minute. 657-383-150. Is the number to call, or you can hit us up via the Knicks Fan TV Discord. We have links going on in the chat, or there's also a link in the video description below. So make sure you guys call us up because we want to hear from the fans, especially for you guys who are at the game. We were out there heavy. A lot of people tagged me in their footage going to the game, leaving the game, at the game from Orlando. So definitely appreciate that. If you guys were at the game, we definitely want to hear from you. Let me also salute some super chats that have come in already. CT Pittman sent a $20 super chat. He says they came out with the flamethrowers tonight. Hate that I missed you guys at MSG on Wednesday. CP was going to get you to sign my KFTV hat. All good though. CT, you should have hit me, man. We should have linked, man. And Wednesday was crazy. I told JD just now before we went on, I finally recovered from Wednesday. I've been on a hangover for the past 2 days, but I finally recovered from Wednesday and I'm good to go. This win got me energized. Jackson Shaw super chat says Fournier is about to have a career year with the Knicks thanks to Randall. Junior Caroma says Jules, aka Julius Anthony. I don't give a F. Jules looking like Mello out there. CL Kenrick says Randall don't let no Don't let no put their arm around your neck like that again. LOL. Hashtag we here. Hashtag we deep. Yeah, Terrence Ross. You know, his team is getting slaughtered by 30 points, and he wants to play wrestling out there. So, yeah. I mean, I don't know. You know, that was a little weird. But, yeah, Randall and Wendell Carter got into it a little bit. Looked like Wendell Carter might have hit Randall in the face, you know, when Randall was trying to yam it on him in the fourth quarter. But, you know, it is what it is. Frustrations of a losing team. Anyway, let's get to the phones, man. Benji from the Upper East Side. Benji back in the building. What's going on, bro?
What's going on, guys?
How you feeling, mate?
Been a while. I'm feeling good, man. I'm feeling good. I'm feeling stellar, man.
Yeah, absolutely. It's Friday night, man. Let's go. Turn up.
This is new terrain for me. Sorry, I wanted to pass through to the pregame event. It was just I was rushing into the building. I started freaking out, and I wanted to get in my seat by like 6:15. But
no doubt.
What a game! I would have to say it was probably the best game I've been to on Wednesday night. But as far as tonight. I mean, what can you really say? It kind of just feels like we're kind of entering a new phase with this team. Seeing how easily they kind of are picking apart teams. Now, granted, yeah, the Magic are a bum juice. Let's just call it like it is. And honestly, if this hasn't been said already, Cole Anthony is basura, absolute trash.
Yeah, that was a bad draft. A lot of people wanted him.
I mean, I guarantee you that I will sit out there on the perimeter and I will shoot a better percentage than that. Guarantee that. His shot is off. I mean, I'm much more impressed with Franz Wagner than I am with Cole Anthony.
Yeah.
So definitely bad. As far as our team, I mean, the cohesion is so strong. You can just tell everything is kind of – it's like Fournier's fit in so perfectly with this team.
Mm-hmm.
It's like he's just sort of like – it's almost like the perfect situation for him. Now, never in a million years when Fournier with his man bun, shaved head on the side, did I ever imagine – when he was torturing us, did I ever imagine him being on my team? But now I'm so happy to have this guy. Let's just do a favor here. Let's take his 4-year, $78 million contract. Let's rip it up. And let's sign him to a 5-year max deal. How about that? That would be the first step. I'm just kidding. But honestly, I'm so happy. I told so many people that were kind of skeptical of the Fournier deal that this guy is a really smart, feisty, heady player, and he is proving to be the case. The added dimension that he gives us, along with Kemba Walker, the mere threat of being able to handle the ball. Bullock was great. He did the most he could with what he had. Great defense, great glue guy, but he was so limited, so one-dimensional in what he did. He almost was like a sort of like a lefty relief pitcher.
Yeah.
Like he could, you know, a specialist. He was great. He was great at what he did. But Fournier, just with his playmaking ability, I think it's underrated.
Yes.
He's not the defender that Reggie is, but his shot-making, he's got a beautiful stroke. As you've seen with his career trajectory, he's gotten better as his career has gone on. He shot a higher percentage from three as time has went on, including last year in Boston, over 40%. I mean, honestly, this team is so deep. God forbid they have any injuries. It's like next man up. Like, if for some reason IQ gets benched or something happens, I feel like we can stick in Quentin Grimes, and he can fit in. He can shoot the ball. He can play defense. If there's any issues with the centers, you could plug Jericho Sims, can more than hold his own.
Mm-hmm.
It's honestly a steal that we got him at 58. And you know what? Crazy to say this too. There could be a point in time in this year where there's going to be the Wayne Selden game.
Oh, now you're wilding. Now you're wilding, man. Happy Friday, Betsy. Happy Friday. That was wild. Hey, he's an optimistic Knicks fan. But the Wayne Selden thing. Now you jumped all the way out the window. All right, Dinesh, you live.
Can you hear me?
Yep, loud and clear. What's good, bro?
Yeah, great win tonight. I'm actually still recovering from what happened in Boston. That game was absolutely
insane. Yeah, Wednesday was crazy, man. Wednesday was crazy.
Yeah. About the last caller, I just have to say, giving Fournier the max, I just
he was joking. That's all good, man. You rock with Benji still.
Yeah, I will come a little guilty here. I was very skeptical of the Fournier deal just because... Like, you saw how, like, when he was traded from the Magic to the Celtics, you saw how he started out. And it you know, it wasn't a good start because I saw he went like 0 for 10 one game, and I was really skeptical. I was like, he's gonna be another streaky shooter, another J.R. Smith type player. But you know, if he's the sixth man of the year, J.R. Smith, I wouldn't mind it. Mm-hmm. So yeah, I'm actually really happy with that. Fournier is playing this way. Hopefully, he can keep it up. One thing, like you showed the box score, one thing I was very, very confused about is that Kemba Walker, he played, he didn't play that much. He played effectively.
Yeah.
But he was a minus two. And that really boggled. How are you a minus two when you had like a 20-point lead most of the game?
Yeah, that was weird.
It just confused me a bit. But, you know, he did what he was supposed to do, just alleviate the pressure. And, you know, he's doing that great. I am hoping that he, like, against the better teams, he can play a bigger role and be more effective. Mm-hmm. And hopefully he can do that. And that's about it. Julius, keep doing what you're doing. That didn't fail to impress. And yeah, that's it.
All right, man. Have a good weekend, bro. Good to hear from you. Yeah, you know, fellas, I mean, CK, look, I thought Kemba set a good tone, set the table early. It was good to see him get off to a hot start. And, again, this is Julius's team. It's going to still run through Julius, even though we're going to spread it around. Some nights, yeah, you know, you want to see Kemba get involved and you know, hit some good shots and make some good decisions when he needs to. But, you know, a lot of these guys are going to, you know, whether it's Kemba or Fournier, they have to figure out how to play off of Julius right now.
Yeah, but this is one of those nights that you want. You know, we want to see that balance of Kemba and D. Rose, and I think we got a perfect concoction of that tonight. 22 from Kemba, 24 from D. Rose, both effective when they were on. Like you mentioned, Kemba started off the show. Kemba came out just like in the Boston game, just looking spry. Mm-hmm. He was hitting the shot. He was 3 for 3 at one point in the game to start off the game, and then D. Rose came in and, like I said, pushed the pace. So, that negative two, I'm with the call. I didn't understand that at all. Mm-hmm. It was a little odd. But his game definitely didn't show that. So that's all I really cared about. And it's going to be a learning process. We got to remember, this is new. This is a newish starting lineup. Yes, we got RJ and Julius back, and I'm not going to include Mitch because Mitch was gone for the majority of last year. It's a newish starting five, so they got to learn how to play with one another. They'll figure it out. But for right now, with what we got right now, I think they're doing a great job meshing together, and we'll see it only improve as the year goes on.
Here's another early development this season. As you know, when Kemba was acquired, CP, you know that, you know, there was a lot of speculation, you know, with the weapons, Fournier, Kemba, and you know, how healthy is Kemba? Are we going to get All-Star Kemba? Mm-hmm. He's in New York. He's a point guard, and, you know, that's what we needed. So there was a lot of speculation of how will the offense change? Will he run the offense? Mm-hmm. Will we run plays through him? And then, you know, Julius is the second option. Like, what would it look like? Well, it looks pretty clear to me that this is still Julius' team. Mm-hmm, it looks pretty clear to me that the offense is still going to run through Julius, and it's going to be Julius option one, and then whoever is, you know, fills in within the flow of the offense thereafter. So I was actually looking at that early on. You know, there was some rumblings about Julius. There were some people that were there's actually people out there that were still doubting just because of the playoffs. So I think that's also a credit to Julius. You know, he's played well the first two games, and, you know, the team has an identity. Yeah. And even with two new players, you know, there's an identity of this team, and there's also a developing identity because they've shot 99 threes in his first two games.
Two games.
I don't know how many games
threes,
it
bro.
Took them last year to get to before they got to 99. And here they have almost 100 in two games. So this is not also a fluke from the preseason. We saw that from preseason.
I felt like this was going to be real, bro.
Yeah, it started with Derrick Rose saying it in the offseason. And then now we're seeing kind of a little bit of a different offensive team. And I'm excited to see how this, you know, continues to grow and develop.
Yeah, I'm loving it, man. And number one, give credit to Tibbs for trying to adjust, catching up to what the league is doing. He said on the post game, he said, look, there's a lot of teams right now, you know, they can spray you with four guys, five guys who can shoot the three. And right now we're trying to do the same thing with the depth of our roster. You know what I'm saying? And OB adds to that element. Obviously, you brought in Kemba. You brought in Fournier. Obviously, they can shoot it. Rose, super efficient. Again, another efficient night from Derrick Rose, both as a shooter and a passer. Quickly got back into his bag with 16 points, couple of nice three-point shots. So you're getting it from everybody, man. My guy Burks is chipping in from downtown. So again, when we talk about playing to our strengths, this is who we are, who we could be. And they're quality three-point shots. These aren't just chucks.
Right.
You know, they're moving the ball. And part of that, to me, is what Kemba's job has to be, right? I don't necessarily need him to drop 25 to 30. I need him to be a guy that the defense has to respect. They need to respect that he's going to try to get downhill and put pressure on the rim, spray it out, keep the ball moving, swing it. Like, that's the anti-Payton. You know what I'm saying? Like, I need that guy that the defense has to respect. And so far, I think Kemba's been able to do that. I think the points will catch on. He'll have his moments where he's going to have some, you know, 20 points or double-digit affairs. But for now, this is still going to be Julius's team. And so far, the offense is moving, you know, fairly smooth right now.
And here's another development of this team early on. In their first two games, the Knicks have scored 38 fast-break points.
Pushing
that's
the
a
pace.
Huge, you know, pushing that's a the huge, pace. And that connects with Obi, you know, and even Rose has looked a lot more spry in his first two games. So
Obi has 27 of those.
Yeah.
Isn't that crazy? So
That's actually even more crazy than the 38 points.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So, you know, it goes to show you that, you know, early on they're developing an identity and it's working so far and there's only more room to grow.
There's only more room to grow, man. So to everybody in the chat, once again, hit that thumbs up button for you boys. This is Knicks Post Game Live presented by Manscaped, CPA franchise, JD Sports Talk, CK2K in the building. We are recapping.
Chef JD tonight.
Chef JD.
Oh, yeah.
Put some respect on his name. Chef
get some cheese on my JD.
Yeah, I got you. Put some cheese on him.
48. We got 42 down and 48 more burgers to go, people. So let's go. We got 2,000 people here in the chat, and let's get those likes up. Let's get to 2,000 likes for a Knick victory. I want to shout out some of our new viewers. Shout out to Will Murphy, Mr. Drip. What's going on? Who else we got in here? Damani King, team hashtag new. Sayon Arthur, how you feeling? Welcome to the channel. Kenneth, how you feeling? Welcome to the channel. We got Percival 007 just threw 50 burgers in the chat. Mr. Gray 001, team hashtag new. What's going on? Welcome to the show. Who else we got in here? Team hashtag new. A lot of people from team hashtag new. So, yeah, man, welcome to everybody to Knicks Fan TV once again. All right, let's get back to the phones. See who wants to chop it up on this game tonight. I want to hear from people who were at the game. I told a lot of people who were at the game and call in. So, let's see. Who we got that was at the game, Dave? Anybody at the game? All right, he wasn't at the game. Let's go to him anyway. Jay from Florida, a.k.a. Debbie Downer in the building. What's good, man?
Debbie Downer's back. I wasn't at the game. I should have went to the game, but I wasn't at the game, man. But I want to tell all the newbies, all the bandwagon fans, pulling up the Knicks Fan TV, hit that like button, hit that subscribe button ASAP.
All day.
You got the triple head monster on there. You got my man CK. You got my man JD on there giving the good evaluations. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm,
hit that like button, hit that subscribe button. Yo, what I want to say, bro, Obi, you know, people always say that, yo, RJ might be the second All-Star. What if Obi's the second All-Star? What if we got two All-Stars at the same position? Obi, the game is looking a lot slower for Obi.
Yeah.
It's looking a lot easier. He's looking like a baby stat or Vin Baker or something like that. Like, Obi looks like he could play now, man.
He's looking good, man. He's looking good. He was looking a little faulty in the post. You know, he was trying on Franz Wagner. Wasn't too successful, but he's working on it, man. I like what I see from him.
Yeah, he'll get it, man. He'll get it. And and like you said, in the transition, he's been killing it.
That's his game.
I love Fournier, man. I feel like, hell yeah. I feel like Fournier, my theory on winning the championship, they call me Debbie Downer because I be calling it that. I want to win a championship, bro. I've been a fan for damn near 29 years, bro. Yeah. I want to win a championship. I feel like we could win a championship if Evan Fournier is on the bench. If we get an all-star wing somehow, some way, put Fournier on the bench. That's what we're gonna be championship contending.
Yeah.
The third point, my man JD was talking about 3-point shots. If you look at the Jazz the last 4 years with Johnny Bryant, the Jazz been running up the 3-point numbers for the last 4 years.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
People tend to give Tibbs a lot of credit. about the system, bro. Johnny Bryant might have a lot to do with how many threes.
He's the associate head coach. You might be right. He's the associate head coach. And Quinn Snyder, when Johnny Bryant came over, Quinn Snyder gave Johnny Bryant a lot of credit, said, you know, he used to draft up a lot of plays, a lot of schemes for us as an assistant coach with the Jazz. So, yeah, you might be on to something, Jay.
Yeah, you can see the creativity. You can see the threes. They shot, I think the Jazz was eighth in threes 3 years ago. I think they were five. And the last year, they were first in three-point attempts. So,
yeah.
They run it up, man. I can't even hate, bro. I can't even hate, man. The team looking good.
No shade tonight from Jay. We're going
to play off to make some noise. Yeah, I can't. Then now I can't hate right now. Right now, I can't hate. I still want another player. I still like.
Just follow him on Twitter. You'll get it there.
Yeah, man. I still feel like we should have got something the year before last year in the draft a little bit higher. I feel like we drafted too low for what our seed was, but. This year the team looked like an official team. I can't front. Randall looked like a clear number one. If we get a wing and put Fournier on the bench, we talking and get a younger point guard. I feel like we could really contend for something nasty out there. I'm going, yo, hit that like button, subscribe button. If you're new, if you're a bandwagon fan, welcome. But invest in the channel, invest in my boys.
That's a fact. 100%. Jay from Florida. Shout out my guy, Michael Maldonado. He said, I had all these tomatoes loaded up for Jay.
It looks like he has a little ways to go to win the crowd because the tomatoes were still flying.
They were still going the minute he started talking.
A lot of people said they had the tomatoes ready, but he's spitting facts, though. They were conflicted. They were conflicted.
They were throwing them like, wait, Jay?
Whoa. Salutes everybody in the chat, man. My guy David Futterdick in the chat, West Coast Knicks representing. What's going on? How you feeling, man? If you guys, matter of fact, you heard from Jay from Florida, throw your cities in the chat, man. Let us know where you guys are checking in from, and we will shout you guys out. Ron from Baltimore, you up next. What's going on, Ron?
What's going on, buddy? How are you?
Good, man. How you feeling?
I'm good. This team is different when Mitch is on the floor.
Yep.
We got to keep Mitch healthy.
Yeah. Keep Mitch healthy, man.
I'll just say this. Fournier can pass. He's sneaky quick.
Mm-hmm.
Loving what I'm seeing.
Did you see that little over the shoulder pass to Julius on the 1-2 game? That was pretty, man.
Yeah, that's like when you're at the drive-thru and you're walking into the drive-thru and catching your hamburger. Nah, man, this guy knows what he's doing. This guy knows what he's doing. You can see behind his back. He made that a similar type of pass to in the last game, too.
Yeah, yep.
He's got good vision, man.
Yeah.
I'll just say this. We're the deepest team in the East. Mm-hmm. I didn't say we're the best team in the East.
Mm-hmm.
I said we're the deepest team in the East.
Mm-hmm.
And this is my take. If Julius Randle, the only time I want him going ISO is when I want to attack the matchup, but I don't want to do that. I want to do that in certain spots, man. We got to be a team that just moves it. 3 seconds are left with the stop clock. Randall and even Quickly. Like, you know, Quickly's my boy, mm-hmm. and you know, Quickly put up some points tonight. But I don't really care about that. He's got to move the ball.
Mm-hmm.
On this team, everyone has to get. You either shoot it or you get rid of it in 3 seconds or less. If you can do that, I think we can make the finals. If you can't do that, we will lose in the first round. Julius has to get rid of the ball. He's great, but he has the body, man. His body has transformed. It's the mind. He has to get rid of the ball in 3 seconds or less every time. I can't have 4 turnovers a game. He's too good for that. He's got to get up to 10 assists a night. He's capable. And Quickly is my boy, but he has to pass the basketball. Keep swinging it. Unless we need automatic scoring. Everyone on this team understands me. I need to get Randall with the program because I'm trying to help him get to the finals. That's all I got to say.
Ron, hold up, Ron. I have a quick question. Since you said the Knicks may make it to the finals, what do you think about Michael Jordan tonight? He played well.
That's what I was going to say. Talk about my guy Burks, the zone buster tonight. Let's go.
It's just, you know, I just know who Alec is. You know, I feel like Evan's kind of taking that Jordan role, but Burks is still important to this team. He's just a bucket getter.
Look, seven
you know,
dimes, 18 minutes, seven dimes. He was his own buster.
he, He's just a guy that understands me as a person. You just walk in the park. He is me in high school. He's just a bucket getter.
That's it.
You don't worry about him. He comes late to shoot around. He's 15 minutes late. Tips.
Ready.
So doesn't worry about him. He's like a mini Clay. I'm not saying he's Clay Thompson. I'm not crazy. But he has that personality, man. He just can walk in the gym and you know what you're getting. But everybody has to move the ball. We have more skilled players on this team now.
Yeah.
If I can just get everybody to make quick decisions and move the ball to the open man, and just – we are the deepest team in the Eastern Conference. Mm-hmm. I didn't say we're the best, okay? I'm not saying we're going to make the finals. But what I'm saying is I like what I'm seeing. I need to keep them healthy and make quick decisions, and I love you all.
Appreciate it, Ron. Appreciate the call, man.
Appreciate it. Man, called him Michael Jordan. Had me like, huh? I don't know why.
I mean, look, I think – you know, I hear what Ron saying. Look, I thought in the first half, I thought the ball movement was crisp. 33 dimes they finished with. I thought the ball movement was excellent in the first half. I thought when the second unit came in, I thought D. Rose was moving it well. Yeah. Look, sometimes when the other team wakes up, they start tightening up on defense. They went into the zone. It went into the zone. It's the first look that we saw early in the season in that zone. We weren't so effective in busting out of it until my guy Burks got in the game. And then... you know, we'll get to it. When Julius, obviously, it's still Julius's team. And we're still going to have some heavy ISO sets with Julius. You're going to have to expect that either way. And he's going to have to deliver for us. But I thought, by and large, JD, that the ball movement was good tonight.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, they shot 54% in the first quarter after one. They shot 54%. And, you know, they were up 20. So, you know, I thought the ball movement, I have no problem. And, you know, when your best player, he's usually, you know, when you look around the league, the best player of those teams usually keep the ball a second or two more than maybe what the system would call for, you know? So, you know, when the ball is not in his hands, yes, it moves. I want him to move the ball as well. Mm-hmm. But you also kind of want to give him a little bit of freedom to figure out his offensive game because he's your best player. So you want him, you know, to get into his rhythm.
Yeah.
He made a good point about, I think an outstanding point about Mitch in terms of keeping him healthy. That was like the weirdest. I don't know what happened. He grabbed
I thought it was a hamstring, man. Yeah, I thought
it's just
lost.
How he landed was weird,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, right? He was on the floor heavy, man, all night. I was concerned.
Yeah, when somebody, like, falls or something happens and they immediately grab, whether it's their hamstring, their knee, usually it's not good. So it was just odd that, you know, he did that and then he came right back in the game. But in terms of his play, there was a sequence with 3 minutes to go in the first. The Magic are in transition, and they're in rhythm in transition. Cole Anthony gets a wide-open three. Mm-hmm. Mitch comes out of nowhere, contests the three. Cole Anthony misses. He leaks out, beats everyone from the Magic, and then RJ finds him for an easy dunk. The Knicks go up 10, and the Magic call a timeout with 3 minutes to go.
Yeah.
That sequence right there, the only thing that goes on a box score from that CP was the 2 points of the dunk. Mm-hmm. What doesn't go on a box score is the contest.
Yep.
And this is one of the things about Mitch. He has such athleticism and he's a tall, you know, lanky player that anytime he contests a perimeter shot, a lot of times these perimeter players are open. But when Mitch comes out, it's not really like an open shot.
Yeah.
Then he hustles, right? And he gets the dunk. When the Knicks in the front office that, you know, makes when they're going to make a decision on him, these are the things that they look at on film in terms of what his value is to the team. It's not only stats with Mitch, and I know Knicks fans, they want him to have 15 rebounds and 15 points per game, but it's those little things that when you look at it and you go, well, we're getting that when he's on the floor.
Yeah.
We're not getting that when he's on the floor. What is that going to look like? We saw part of it, how it looked like against the Hawks.
Yeah.
And early on this season, against the Celtics, Tibbs had to bring him back in.
Yeah.
We see his value. And I'm telling you, man, you know, all he has to do is prove that he can stay healthy and you gotta work something out with him.
That's it.
health. That's the biggest thing. Mm-hmm. We got he had, like you said, I don't know how we protect him. I don't know if we got to get some, you know, bubble wrap from the player, whatever we need to do. But we got, yeah, he's got, because like the caller just said, like Ron just said, when he is on the court, you can tell how much of a difference. It's just different defensively and offensively. It forces the other team to play differently than we saw all of last year, even though we were still playing well last year. We got to get him on the court. We got to keep him on the court. But yeah, like the tweet you just put up, apparently the hamstring is okay. So
yeah,
hopefully he can rest it off tomorrow and be all right for Sunday.
Yeah, it was
a maybe
good point,
maybe
man.
That's him still trying to get in shape, CP. I don't know.
Could be too. Yeah. But as right. you said, man, even Clyde pointed it out on the telecast, the intimidation factor. We saw it several times against the Celtics, you know, making them think twice on the shots they were going to take or passing out an easy or what appeared to be easy layups. You know, that's what Mitch brings. And again, we just hope that we can keep him healthy. Salute to everybody in the chat once again. Hit that thumbs up button for you boys. 2,300 people in the chat. Hit that like button. Everybody hit that like button right now. Hit that thumbs up button right now. Hit that subscribe button, the notification bell, all those things. Hit the share button as well. Share these videos with a fellow Knicks fan. This is Knicks Post Game Live presented by Manscaped. Number one show for the fans, by the fans. Let me salute a couple more super chats and we'll go back to the phones. Laura Barker Rock Jr. sends a super chat. He says, CP, I'm going to make you a believer. Hashtag 60 burger, baby. Say it with me. Say it 60. All right, so Lloyd Barker Rock is out there, the West Coast wildin'. CL Kenrick says, Randall, 21 points. Go New York, go New York, go with the 24 three-point flow. Kane Marco sends a 15-hour super chat, says, I told y'all, 54 wins, three seed, book it. Junior Caroma sends a super chat. He says, season looking like the Knicks tape season all over again, led by Jules, a.k.a. Julius Anthony. Mr. Henry Sosa, thanks for the super chat. He says, we on pace for 82-0. Let's go. Hashtag KFTV. Hit that thumbs up button for your boys. Jose Chavez sends a super chat. He says, read an article that Tibbs' system was outdated, yet he won Coach of the Year and revived the Knicks in one season and won/contended with top teams to now make contender. Broke the three-point franchise record. Hey, we're going to have to put some respect on Tibbs' name, man.
Oh, no.
He's making the adjustments that you wanted him to make. Mm-hmm. He's making the adjustments you wanted him to make. He's brought in more pieces, more horses. He said he's trying to catch up with the rest of the league on the threes. We were last in pace. They're trying to push the pace. Mm. We said we want Obi. He's giving you Obi. Now, we'll see what happens when Papa Taj comes back and when Nerlens gets healthy. That's going to be interesting. Very interesting. Man. Not trying to worry about that right now, but
you still got Nerlens,
who you paid $10 million a year to be a backup center. When it first, I'm not even gonna touch that tonight because we won and we feeling good. I'm not even gonna touch that, but it's gonna be very interesting to see what happens when he comes. Man. It's gonna be very interesting to see what happens, man.
Tibbs' philosophy is gonna get tested there.
Yeah, yeah,
it's gonna get tested.
100%, man. Uptown Harlem World, Daquan in the building. What's going on, bro?
What's going on, CP and the family? I've been hanging, just watching the long show stream. How's everything?
Yeah, man. It's Friday night, man. Knicks win big. What's good, bro?
No, mine's just sitting back already linking them and Jesus watched the devastation that we brought down to Orlando talking about them making magic. They should have went to Disney, bro. That was wild, man. I'm trying to tell you. But just on an analytic note, not to say Orlando's really not top-tier contendership, but I'm comparing both films from the way we displayed the same three-point performers against D.C. Mm-hmm. compared to Orlando, and they got the same spot set up when it comes to formulating their three-point defense, and it really wasn't up to par. Our spacing was on par. And everybody was just locked in. They was just ready to unload, and they just kept letting it go. It wasn't no expense on anybody.
Yeah.
You tightened up on fouls. I understand the turnovers being 11. You did chime in on that. We definitely need to clean that up. But overall, this is just nothing but sky's the limit. I'm so happy. My team's undefeated. Like I said, 82-0. We about to do it big.
Let's go.
I love everybody. Peace out.
All love, my dude. Have a good weekend, man. Mm-hmm.
I don't know if I have enough for 82 burgers. I checked the freezer. It's not enough.
I
got 50 in there. I got a few left over just in case it's 51, 52. But 82?
Hey, I'm we gotta go to White Castles for that, man. We get, get a couple bubble burgers or something, man. We got it, man. Don't worry. Don't worry about it. We'll take care of it, man. Let's see. Let's salute some people in the chat, man. We're on the check-in. Junior Caroma checking in from Jersey. Dead the Hype, Brooklyn. What's going on? HB Carlos checking in from Portugal all day. Jacob Carlson checking in from San Fran. Salute to Trap Music ATL. What's going on? Jamie Peralta, Freeport, Long Island, 516 in the building. What's going on? CK, who you want to shout out in the chat, bro?
Yeah, looking through the chat and everybody laughing at JD with the apron. My man's just on point. Y'all let him live. Just throw those burgers up and let him live. Yeah, shout out to my man D Nice. I see you. We got Will Murphy. Black Cat saying business as usual with the glasses emoji. I see you. But yeah, man, everybody feeling good after this win. A lot of people upset about the damn Nets, and I'm upset too. I just had to find out that they survived that damn game against the Sixers.
Oh,
yeah, right. It's a rough one. Chat sent me over there, and I'm a little upset about that. But it don't matter because we 2-0 over here. Yeah,
We 2-0, man. JD, who you want to shout out in the chat, bro?
I saw a Javier Diaz with a hashtag new. So, okay. You know, we always want to say hello to the new people. Shout out Stephen Fox in the chat.
Stephen Fox, what's going on? I saw Into the Knicks verse was in here, too. Shout out to George, too, man.
Yes, George, Into the Knicks verse. Definitely. Always want to shout out the mods. They're a big part of the show. John Talento, the Shells, TM, everyone that's working. And everyone else. And the 50 Burger Gang, of course.
50 Burger Gang.
They're alive, oh,
David Futternick too. Shout out to David Futternick. Let me know if you cooking tonight as well, because I saw that. I want to know if tonight you're also
right.
Let us know in the chat. Well, what's up? What's up?
Oh my God! Shout out my guy David Futternick, man. Alex Rodriguez, A Rod up in Albany. What's good, Randy Noel, Wisconsin. The Cheese State, we got Stephen Brimblecombe checking in from Australia. What's good? Faisal Salam, Great Neck, Long Island, stand up. What's going on? All right, back to the phones we go. Cameron from Rhode Island. Cameron, what's going on? You up next.
What's going on, CP? How you doing, guys?
Good, man. How you feeling, bro?
Good. Honestly, watching that game, like you guys said earlier, I know Orlando isn't the greatest team.
Yeah.
But I'm totally on your side with Alec Burks. I think that Alec Burks should receive more playing time. Evan Fournier, don't get me wrong, mm-hmm. he is our best three-point shooter. Quickly, too, I know Quickly got benched during the Celtics game because of a poor performance, but put him in the game, too. He's going to perform. And like we said earlier, I know the Magic aren't a great team, but I'm liking what I'm seeing from them. I'm liking what I'm seeing from Burks. Obi Toppin, too, he's looking clean. I think he's got a shot for a case for most improved. I think he's going to be in the race this year. Let's see. Like I said, the Carlos earlier said Mitchell Robinson. Mitchell Robinson is a huge factor on the floor. Without him, last year, even though we were fourth seed, I mean, without him, who knows what we could have done in the playoffs. You know what I mean? We could have brought that Hawks series to 7 games. But, yeah, I mean, I've been following you guys for a little bit. I just love what you guys are doing. I didn't even know there was a Knicks TV, Knicks podcast thing. I just love what you guys are doing.
Oh, welcome to the show, man. How'd you find us, man?
I found you guys on Instagram, so I'm a big Instagram guy.
Okay.
Started up my own sports podcast called Cam's Corner, so I've been doing a lot of collaborations with local people from Rhode Island. I actually just talked to assistant coach Joe Mazzulla from the Boston Celtics.
Okay.
Dabbling with social media, trying to get my name out there. But, again, I appreciate what you guys are doing, and I love the content.
No doubt, man. Cam's Corner out in Rhode Island. Cam, appreciate it, man. All right, salute to Cam, salute to everybody in the chat. Once again, hit that thumbs up button for you boys. All right, let's try the Discord again. I'm going to try it one more time. I'm going to try Fredo up next. We got through to one person, but some other people couldn't get through. If I can't get Fredo, I'm going to restart. Fredo, what's good?
What's good, guys? Can you hear me?
You're loud and clear. What's good, man? How you doing?
Gentlemen, as always, thank you for taking the call.
Yep, no doubt. How you doing, man?
Doing great. I'm doing great. Historic night. Love to see it. Man, shout out to every Nick player that made the top 75 list. Yeah. Congratulations to them. So, look, I don't want to be the guy that calls in and is like the trade this guy person, but the news that came out today is so big, I kind of I have to talk about it. So, what's going on in Phoenix with the owner situation, right?
Yeah.
All right. Is it possible? I mean, I know it's a long shot, obviously.
No.
But is it possible? Is it
No.
I mean, why not? Why not? Because, like, look, this is my logic, right? If Ayton doesn't want to sign there because he doesn't feel happy, he doesn't feel appreciated, and he winds up saying, you know what, I'll take my talents elsewhere. Booker's looking around. Who is he going to play with, 40-year-old CP3? I mean, I know he's a legend. No disrespect to him. But what are Booker's options, realistically? You know, so, I mean, I keep hearing Leon wants to be aggressive. He wants to be aggressive. But, like, all these opportunities are coming up, and I'm just saying, why can't it be us to get it? Why can't it be us? That's all I'm saying, man. Oh, one last thing. Everybody keeps saying Obi for most improved player, Obi for sixth man of the year, man.
Okay, let's go. All right, so Fredo's playing chess. Said, listen, Fredo, I don't mind that, man. You're playing chess out there. You know what I'm saying? That's not a bad thing, but, you know, that's not how it works, man. That's not how it works. You know what I'm saying? What Fredo's alluding to is that there's supposed to be some bombshell, you know, report coming out about the Suns owner, Robert Sarver. That includes, you know, some racist, sexist comments and things, you know, along the lines of John Gruden and Donald Sterling type of things. So he's trying to you know, plant the seed for a mass exodus of Phoenix Suns players, but certainly didn't work that way for the Clippers. So you can't plan the future that way. I don't see that happening. I think, you know, guys like Booker will be there for a little bit, you know, at least through his contract. And that's it, man. We just got to focus on what we have, you know. Definitely just got to focus on what we have. So,
sure.
Yeah. But good. Thanks for the call, though, Fredo, man. Definitely appreciate it.
Whether you're a world-class athlete or a podcaster like me, we all understand the importance of mental and physical well-being and proper recovery for top-notch performance. That's why I'm excited that Unified Healing is sponsoring this podcast. Unified Healing is a new and super innovative global network of wellness centers powered by Energy Enhancement System, or EE System. If you haven't heard of the EE System, you'll want to listen up. This technology promotes wellness, deep relaxation, purification, and rejuvenation. In hundreds of locations across the globe, access to a center is easy and affordable. Interested in experiencing the EE System technology for yourself? Go to unifiedhealing.com/bluewire to learn more and find a center near you. That's unifiedhealing.com/bluewire. No material or testimonials on the Unified Healing website are intended to be viewed as medical advice or a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Always seek the advice of your physician or other qualified healthcare provider with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition or treatment and before undertaking a new healthcare regimen, including EE System.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences, so the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Dan from New Jersey, what's going on, man?
What I have to say is I think it was an amazing performance. I really like to see that Obi and Julius combination. I do think Jericho Sims is a little raw.
Yeah.
And I do think that Grimes and Deuce do need a little bit of time. I didn't like that Deuce came up from the front court to guard Suggs.
Mm-hmm.
I do think when Gibson comes back and Noel come back, that we can use the G League to get these guys sometimes. We know Tom Thibodeau is going to play his veteran players, and I think we do have some pieces out there that could help us when we have injuries, because Mitch has always fallen down, mm-hmm. and we have to look at the long game because we have injury-prone players. We have Kemba Walker, who has an injury pass. We have Mitchell Robinson, who has an injury pass. Two of our centers are out. So I did like a few of Jericho Sims' moments, but I did think he needed to work a little bit on the offensive end, and I do think that they're going to have to use these two-way contracts and give these guys some time because we also have that COVID-related stuff. You never know what's going to happen. I would like to see the Knicks really use this G League affiliate as a positive. Get Deuce some time. Get Grimes some time because these guys are not going to get time on a team that is expected to be a third, fourth seed. So I would like to see some time in the G League for Sims and some time in the G League for a guy like Deuce.
Okay. Appreciate the call, man. I don't see that happening. You know, just the way that Tibbs has been here last year, I think they'll have these guys learning with the team and practicing with the team, which I think would probably be good for them either way. And you just never know, man. We saw the injuries with Nerlens and Taj being out for personal reasons. You just never know. These guys' numbers could be called sooner rather than later. So I don't see them sending these guys down to the G League. We just haven't seen it. You know, we were looking for Knox to go to the G League. We were looking for Frank to go to the G League. You know, I don't see that happening with them. But
and you can make the case that, you know, even the current roles that they have, this is actually what could be probably best for their development. I mean, you're talking about the 58th pick in the draft.
Playing.
Has come into the game in the first half of the first two games of the NBA season. You know what I mean? So, and even, all right, yeah, he's not getting 15, 20 minutes, but those small minutes he's getting are key, and he's been a key part of, you know, their early season with, you know, some players out. And then with Grimes and McBride, well, you saw Grimes come in, he hit his first three, smooth looking shot. And so, I mean, do you want these guys who, with especially with McBride and Grimes, were tagged as NBA ready players for, you know, certain skill sets that they have, do you want them to go to a G League where they're not with the team, they're not with these veterans? I mean, some of the veterans you have on this team, don't you want them around those guys every day in practice, in the locker room, on the plane rides? You know, so I just think that, you know, there's also something to winning in having players around that environment so that when they do come in, they develop good habits. What's the point of having a player sometimes go to the G League and just score 30 points when you know when he comes to the NBA, that's not going to be his role?
Yeah, yeah.
You know, I think it depends. The case-by-case situation. If you're a rebuilding team or somebody, or you have a role player that's just not panning out, then I understand that. But for this specific Knicks team, I want these guys up here. Now, with Sims, yes, if it gets to a point, Taj is back, Noel is back.
Well, Sims is on a two-way anyway, so he has no choice.
Yeah, yeah, he will be going down there. Right.
Yeah, so Sims is going there. But look, I think, as you said, JD, I think he's getting valuable experience right now. Getting Tibbs in his ear and getting on him about the mistakes that he's making. I thought tonight he played good. He played well. You know, you saw him jump out on the perimeter, contest a three-point shot by Terrence Ross. Thought his pick-and-roll defense was fairly well. He's playing the baseline as well, not giving up the baseline. I thought Sims was good in his minutes, man. So let's see what happens there. But overall, look, we didn't think that Grimes, McBride, and Sims were going to get much run this year. But, again, injuries can happen. Who was that? Fredo had mentioned the top 75. And we have 8/9 Knicks who made it. Walt Frazier, obviously, salute to Clyde for making it. He was one of the top 50, definitely deserved it. Willis Reed, the captain, also in the top 50, made it to top 75. Bob McAdoo made it, although he was more of a Laker. But, you know, it's definitely played for the Knicks. Shout out Dave DeBuscher. Still makes the top 75. Jerry Lucas, Dr. Memory makes it. The captain, Patrick Ewing, made it. Carmelo made it top 75. Earl the Pearl. And look, some people, you know, consider Jason Kidd part of the Knicks family. You know, that definitely came through for Knicks tape.
True.
But J. Kidd made it, man. What you guys think real quick on that top 75?
Bernard, man.
No Bernard. No Bernard.
That was my beef. As far as the Knicks side, that was my beef with Bernard King. But I mean, we have a good list of players that made it. I was a little afraid that some of our guys would have gotten taken off because of the new guys they'd be adding on. But
yeah,
for the most part, I'm pleased with the dudes that went on. But yeah, when I saw that Bernard King was the one that got left off,
Bernard was kind of snubbed. Yeah. For me, it's like there was a couple things like I would have put so many. I mean, Reggie, you know, and I guess, you know, in the back of my head, I'm always going to hate Reggie. You know what I'm saying?
I was going to say,
like,
right,
I'm never going to respect Reggie as a player, like, even though I respect the game. But like Bernard, you know, Reggie made it over Bernard. He made it over Vince. He made it over T-Mac. Didn't make it.
T-Mac
didn't make the top 75, bro.
Vince, T-Mac, Dwight Howard.
Dwight Howard was a beast.
Yeah.
Do you think Dame should have gotten in?
I mean, Dame's my guy, so I'm always going to be partial. So you can't ask me that. You know what I mean? I mean,
there's a lot of names, man.
And Clay, you saw I showed you CP. Clay was tight.
Clay was my guy, too. I think that was recency bias. With Clay 100%. Having missed the last 2 years. Yeah, you got to put some respect on Clay's name. A two-way beast. Yep.
And Anthony Davis, but, you know, I don't know, maybe because he still hasn't, you know, he's still playing, so is it, you know. I mean, I wish Allen Houston would have made it. He was my favorite Nick of all time.
It was hard to see. I mean, I guess with Bernard, you could argue, you know, it wasn't as many dominant years, but I want to talk to Chuck about that. But either way, we want to do our top 75 Knicks of all time. We're gonna work on that project, man. That's gonna be a big project for the channel this year. We're gonna come up with something big for that, man. So stay tuned. We're gonna get the fans involved. We're gonna come up with our top 75 Knicks.
Oof.
You know what I'm saying?
I like that.
Yeah, we gotta do this.
All right, cool. Yeah.
We have to.
Elfrid Payton, maybe.
All right, next caller.
Yeah. we can do the worst 75, and he'll be right up there. Him and Jerome James will share it. They'll share the co MVP. You know what I'm saying?
Mariani, yeah, they're going.
Oh
hang
yeah,
out.
Yeah.
Well, elite company.
Let's shout out Larry Medina, man. Sends a $50 super chat. He says 50 for the 50 burger. Let's go Knicks. Once we get their burgers on, hashtag lunch with Larry. Let's go. Shout out lunch with Larry, man. You used to call in, Larry. What happened, man? You haven't called in a while. What's good, bro? Thanks for the super chat, though. All right, back to the phones we go, man. Let's go long distance, fellas. Let's go all the way over to the Asia Pacific. My guy Muhammad from Australia on the check-in. Muhammad, what's going on?
Salute. Assalamu alaikum, as we say.
Yes, sir.
Hope everyone's well and fantastic. You guys always do great work. So everyone thumbs up and subscribe to the channel if you haven't already. Love the work you guys are doing.
Thanks, bro.
A couple quick takeaways from my end was, look, love the ball movement, 3 points for reigning. The great part about this team is if you look at the points distribution, you have threats from the forward to the backcourt. And that's what was missing last year. You saw if it wasn't going through Randall, it wasn't happening. And obviously you had D-Rose come in late through the season. But just looking at the points distribution, I know we don't have someone like a 45 that Steph did, but we don't need to. And it's an 82-game season. So that's been, like, to me, one of the biggest call-outs of this game. The one thing I would like to see is when Taj and Noel come back, Nerlens come back, that we sort of take the gas pedal off Robinson a bit. I see him laboring a little bit. I don't know if it's just a fatigue thing, but we need him for the 82 plus the postseason. So I'd rather see, as you guys have said, we need to see, you know, Obi get more minutes. But if that means that, you know, Mitch is getting 24, 25 minutes for the first half of the season, so be it. And the last thing, as a Rose Hive VIP member, if you want to call it that way, I think we've seen MVP Rose, we've seen Hurt Rose. I think what we're seeing now is Coach Rose. He's like plus 35. His plus minus is like plus 35 this game. So, like, I don't know if Coach Rose, when you guys go out to the games in the Garden, if Coach Rose is going to be like something to call out. But yeah, thanks, guys. Awesome work.
Appreciate it, man. Always appreciate it, Muhammad. Always appreciate you calling in, man. Yeah, and look, he pointed to the depth, which was on display today. Numbers were spread across. Contributions from everybody, man. Julius, Fournier, Rose was excellent off the bench. Obi was excellent. You know, RJ had his moments. Kemba set the tone. Quickly got his groove back. Mitch and Sims on the defensive end. It was good. You know, they put away a team that they should have put away and didn't look back. And that's what you want to see from a team that has, you know, top five, top three, if you want to say, playoff expectations or aspirations.
So it was good.
CP, let me ask you a question.
Yeah.
So next game against Orlando at the Garden, we can't lose that game.
No.
Right? We can't. We cannot possibly, after all this energy and vibes.
No.
And I mean, the stove is hot, so it's I don't want to mess it up. So we cannot lose the next game, man.
No letdowns, man. No letdowns, man. You know?
Not the crib. Nope.
No letdowns.
I know it's early, and I don't want to say must wins, but, you know, you gotta you know, capitalize on these moments, man.
Yeah, you can't. He basically can't lose at all for the rest of the season. I mean, that's basically how we're looking right now. After Wednesday, after Wednesday, you basically can't lose from here.
Oh, boy.
You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
So to everybody in the chat once again, shout out to Rick Pennington in the chat. Rick, what's going on? The Rhyme Animal, Chuck D in the building. Everybody throw a hashtag PE in the chat. He says, 6-0, come on, take a ride on that fantastic voyage in the land of Knicks Nation. Let's go. The next man up, relentless culture, will help against the inevitable injuries in the league. It's all 16 for real. Let's go. Salute to Chuck. Definitely appreciate the super chat, Chuck. And you're right, man. Definitely right on that. And Chuck, we're going to need your help on this top 75 Knicks, man. I'm going to hit you up. Well, I'm going to hit you up, Chuck. I know you're busy, man. We got to figure out how we get you involved in this in this project, because the OGs have to be a part of it. You know, the OGs have to be a part of it. So we're going to reach out to Chuck, my guy Fred from Fresh Meadows, my guy Greg Armstrong says he wants to be a part of it. So our top 75 Knicks is going to be a big project, man. Definitely going to be a big project. Absolutely. Shout out my guy Al Diddy down in Orlando, sends a super chat. He says, we run Orlando, wasn't in the building due to work, but we dominated. Now that Frank ain't here, I'm hashtag Rose Hive. So he was a member of the Frank Hive, now he's a member of the Rose Hive, so let's go, salute. And speaking of people who were at the game, let's go to CeeLo. CeeLo from Miami was in Orlando for the game. He drove up 3 hours. CeeLo, talk to me, man. Tell us a story, bro.
4.5 hours. I make my way back right now, man. It was a hell of a trip.
Let's go.
It was well worth it, man. We were deep in there. I know you could tell the vibe on TV, bro. Mm-hmm. We were so heavy in there. We were outnumbering everybody. I was the one in there leading the OV chant.
Nice.
It's nothing but going to the opposing team's building and trashing them, dog. It was so lovely, man. I loved it. But yeah, man, it was great. I want to say, dog, I see why you say to hit the like button, man. I ran across your channel. I'm kind of a new listener. Everybody's got to hit the like button, tap it, smash it, make love to it. Everybody hit the thumbs up, man. Show love to the crew, man, because this is a great channel, dog. I bleed orange and blue. Like I said, I drove up here 4 hours. It was well worth it, man. I got to say, I'm with your man, Ice Water. He was talking about, you know, I can't sign on to the 50 piece. I know we're going to have our trials and tribulations, man, but I'm telling you guys, we're going to go to the Eastern Conference Finals. I want to see the Hawks in round two, man. I want to bring it to them. Get some payback, man, because I got a little bone to pick with you guys. You know, I don't fully agree with the analysis with the playoffs against the Hawks, man. I think we could have won that series. Mm. I watched all 4 quarters of the games that the Hawks won, bro. Every game that they won, besides the one where Trae Young hit the floater over Frank, man, we beat ourselves, bro. They didn't. At no point did they hit the dagger that they put the last nail in the coffin against us. I know they were deep. They had a lot of wings. They're young, but man, I think we could have gone on a run last year. This year we got a deeper team, man. We're gonna do big things, man. I don't want to hear, you know, Jay from Florida coming out with some, you know, Debbie Downer.
Well,
stuff.
Hey, you in Florida, so you could pull up right on him. You could pull up right on him with the tomato.
Man, I hit him up on the chat. He don't want to give up the location, man. I'm like, yo, what part of the world are you at, man? He's scared to tell me, man, because he's up in some big town in the middle of nowhere, bro. He's scared to tell me, dog. I'm in Miami. I'm in the festival of the East fans, man. I was back in the 90s, dog, throwing hands with these kids outside the AAA, man. I believe this. I swear. My team, man. So I don't want to hear Jay from Florida talking no down stuff about our team. No tanking. I don't want to hear Ari. He's talking crazy in the chat, man. He's a little strange, bro. He's the kind of guy, I think he shapes up his beard with his manscape. He's a little weird, bro. I don't know.
Damn.
I don't want to hear nothing about his guys, dog. I believe this. I'm about the 40. I'm with 45, 46 with you, CP. I can't hit with the 50 yet, man. But
let's go.
We're going to Eastern Conference Finals. Whatever you want to do to tag team against these two, man, hit me up with ice water, man. I'm gonna get on here with you guys, man. Much love to you, dog. I'm out of here, dog.
CeeLo, drive safely down in the 305. CeeLo on the check-in. That was a 5-star call, man. Everybody fucking throw some spicy fives in the chat, man, for CeeLo. Drove 3.5-4 hours up from Miami just to be in the building to start the OB Hive chant. Shout out to CeeLo. He told Jay from Florida, drop the pin on me so I can throw these tomatoes at you. Oh, my Lord, man. That was
the Manscaped plug.
The Manscaped plug, man. Yeah, shout out to CeeLo, man. I'm talking to my peoples down in Miami. We're gonna have to get down there. I'm thinking for the game in March. Little spring break outing in Miami. That might be the next remote, JD. That might be the next remote, man. So we're going to have to pack our bags up, bring the studio down there, and we'll get Ash involved. CK, you come through, man. We'll get it cracking, man. We got to do the bash at the beach. We got to do a bash at the beach. Knicks versus Heat in March. Really? That's going to be the next move.
The first time we play the Hawks is at home, right? Are we at home?
Let's check the schedule.
Because I was going to say, we may have to do one for that one. Everybody's just, they can't wait. Everybody's the Hawks. Like, we play the Magic. We play the Celtics. After game one, I saw people in the chat. All right, I'm ready for the Hawks.
Yeah.
Tonight, we beat the Magic. People in the chat, I'm ready for the Hawks. Like, everybody's looking forward to that. So we might as well try to throw an event for that one, too.
Yeah, we're going to have to look into that, man. We're going to have to look into that.
I might have to make that flight as well.
Yeah. We got to figure that out, man. But Miami's definitely on deck for March, so bash at the beach for sure. I know CeeLo's going to be in the building, so that should be a good time. And as CeeLo said, ladies and gentlemen, tonight's show, as always, is presented by Manscaped, the number one men's grooming tool below the waist, fellas. Over 2 million satisfied customers. And fellas, it is the fall. It is the fall. Matter of fact, I'm taking little man to the pumpkin patch this Sunday. So as you know, man, my guys from Manscaped want to make sure that you don't ruin those pumpkins down there. So make sure you take care of it with the Lawnmower 4.0. It comes with a custom ceramic blade technology, skin safe, so you don't hurt yourself, so that, you know, you cut down on those nicks. Comes with the LED light, fellas, as I said, so you don't miss anything. You know, you can do it in the dark, whatever you're into. Nice battery life. Gives you nice battery life. Wireless charger, or you can charge it on the base as well. Also waterproof, fellas. So Lawnmower 4.0 is very versatile for you guys. Definitely take care of you. And as I say, it comes with a guard. So now it's starting to get cooler over here on the East Coast. You know, if you want to leave a little on top, whatever you're into, again, I don't need to know. No testimonials. You do your thing. But it comes with a guard. So now, you know, you have some wiggle room. You got some options now. So as usual, fellas, you can go to manscaped.com and enter promo code KFTV for 20% off plus free shipping. They ship in the U.S., U.K., Europe. My guy Muhammad from Australia just called him. Muhammad, I hope you got yours, because they ship down there in Australia as well. Singapore, South Africa. So get ahead and support the show by going out and getting some Manscaped products. Promo code KFTV.
No testimonials.
No testimonials. Please. No testimonials, please. Just go out and get it. Support us. They're sponsoring the show for the rest of the season. Shout out my guys at Manscaped. All right, a couple more calls before we wrap up. Great show, everybody. Definitely great conversations. Knicks win 121-96. Back to the Discord we go. Jay from the Lou. Jay, what's going on?
CP.
How you feeling, CK, bro?
JD, much love, man. I'm good, man. I'm good, man. I just rushed from the crib from work, man. It's all love, man. Hey, coming from the middle of the map, make sure y'all hit that thumbs up, man. All y'all riders out there. I know some of y'all just hopped on, so just go ahead and hit that thumbs up, like Jay from Florida said.
Yeah.
Hey, man, to get right into it, man. It was for us to come off a double overtime, man, and to get this dominating W like we did, man. Hey, that is a beautiful thing to see. We wasn't playing no games. We really came out for it, and it looked very good, man. Obi looking like he's having fun out there.
Yeah, 100%.
A lot of fun. It'd be crazy that he'd possibly win Sixth Man of the Year, man.
Mm-hmm.
I think he got that type of potential. And like I said, he looks like he's very comfortable. And I think having that full NBA experience summer, it really helped out and it really shows. Man, we got seven people in double digits, man. Yep. That right there, that just automatically means that we got depth. I remember the Kyle Quinn days, man, where, you know, we were struggling to get two people in the dub digits, man. So just to see that now, and it just shows that we have an approved team that we got people to back up on, man. I'm going to say it again, man. Mitch is our key, man. If we want to go deep in the playoffs, it has to pretty much go off of his back. Mm-hmm. And if we do, that means we got to pay him, guys. We don't have to pay him. Simple as that. Birkenbag has 7 assists. CP.
Seven quick. Zone buster. When we had nowhere to go in that zone buster. You know what I'm saying? Drop the three balls on him. We're swinging it. Come on, man. That's what he does, man. It's quiet.
Right,
it's quiet.
Right with D-Rose, Julius, all three of them had 7 or better, man. Like, it's crazy. I'm not even tripping off us, you know, breaking the three-point record because, honestly, we're going to break it 2 more times, man. Yeah. We got that. We got that on deck, and we're just a better team, man. Yep. But I'm keep saying it. We got to keep Mitch healthy, man.
It's crucial.
I think he's our key. They're getting deep in the playoffs, man. Hey, coming from the middle of the map, much love. YouTube is booming, man. Keep it going, man. Sooner or later, you know you're going to be on MSG, man. Leave that there, man. Much love.
Appreciate it, Jay. It's Jay from the Lou. Let's go. Called in the Discord, man. You want to come through in HD tonight. Let's go. Appreciate the call, man. Scrooge from Brooklyn. Scrooge, what's going on?
What's going on?
How you feeling, bro?
JD. Okay. JDCK, what's going on? What's going on?
Let's go.
Yeah, what's good? Y'all don't see Tibbs out there? He's like smiling, sitting down, chilling.
Yo, yeah.
It was weird.
Yeah, Tibbs started the game smiling.
From this call. Nobody calling in. Tibbs is just chilling. He on the bench, relaxing, smiling, having a good old time out there. He's enjoying it. Like, you could tell, like, he really wanted to coach this team. You know what I'm saying? Like, he really took on his job. Like, I really wanted to do it, I don't think that nobody's really bringing it up. That's a big deal. Like, he's been a Knicks fan a long time. So, it's more than just basketball with him.
It's a good point. It's a good point.
So, you know what I'm saying? So, and then another thing, it's just the chemistry. They really built it. And it's all season. They really built the chemistry that you can tell that they just like brothers basically out there, you know what I'm saying? So it's just the way they're playing, it's flowing. Everything just looking more natural.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And we going 50, man. We doing 50 and better this year. Definitely.
Let's go.
With this. It's a lot of bums out there, you know, on the East we could just take advantage of and slap them around real quick and put them out there. And also.
Yeah.
Yeah, man. You see Payton, I'm watching the game. You know what I'm saying? He, remember last year, Payton was in the back cage? He's really in the back cage now. He ain't getting no burn.
Yeah.
He's going to be stuck in here, just in the dungeon out of here, man. You see the ball movement. You know what I'm saying? What's going on with Kemba? We don't need Kemba to do all that. Stay a little 20 minutes. You know, stay in that range. Don't do too much. We don't need you to score over that. We got Fournier. We got scorers. We good on that part. Just run the, move the ball. Give it to the scorers and just do your thing. And when you get hot, then, you know, ball's going to find you no matter what.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
We don't need a force gun and, you know, get his knees messed up and all that. We need him for the playoffs.
Another thing,
I understand, you know, the Hawks and Trae Young and all that, but we slapped them around last year in the regular season. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. I want to play them, but I really want to play them.
Playoffs.
You know, like, regular season is, it's cool and all that to beat them, but we beat them last year 3-1. So, you know what I'm saying? So it didn't really matter because, you know, they played against – they beat us in the playoffs. So I want to see them in the playoffs. That's why I really want to see them, you know what I'm saying? So that's the big deal for me. I want to beat them so bad in the playoffs, but, you know what I'm saying? So hopefully we could beat up again. But, you know, shout out to the crew. Everybody thumbs up. Follow CK, JD, CP, the franchise, man. Everybody follow, man. This is the best show right here, man.
Appreciate you. All right, man. Appreciate you, bro.
Yeah.
Have a good one, man. My guy Scrooge from Brooklyn. Appreciate the call, man.
Definitely got that Brooklyn swag.
Yeah, yeah, 100%, right, 100%, man.
Right.
Screws definitely got that Brooklyn square. All right, couple more before we wrap, man. Let's go to, we're going to go to C-Tech from Florida. He was at the game, then we're going to close with Rob, the OG. So, C-Tech, you up next. What's going on?
Yo, what's going on, fellas? Knicks Fan TV.
Let's
go. Everybody stand up. First of all, I was at the game tonight. The atmosphere was fire. Like, just, we completely sunned Orlando, and it was just such a good feeling too. I just moved out here, like, not too long ago, and listen, it was not the Garden, but man, it felt so close, man. You know, such a beast game.
Yeah, man, how was the vibes? How was the vibes?
Yo, the vibes was fire. I actually sent a little video inside of the Instagram, cheering, chanting, the whole nine yards. Like, the same pandemonium that was at the Garden.
Yeah.
Well,
that was you that sent me the video when you guys were leaving down the escalator?
Yes, sir.
Okay,
yes,
okay. Sir. Right, yeah, respect, bro. Yeah, I'm going to put that up. I'm going to put that up on the IG in a little bit. Appreciate it.
Yeah, no doubt. But, you know, I lost my pops on opening night.
Sorry,
I kind of went to the game.
Opening night, like Wednesday?
On opening night.
I'm sorry to hear that, man. My condolences to you.
Yeah,
bro.
Yeah. But, you know, we got the dub there, and not for nothing. Like, nothing made me smile that day except that dub, especially versus the Celtics. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, went to Orlando. I'm flying out to Puerto Rico on Sunday, so Puerto Rico, C-Tech's coming through. But, you know what I'm saying? Like, it was just such a good atmosphere. You know what? Like, the Knicks looked so good tonight from we know Orlando isn't the greatest team ever. I mean, they're on the bottom right now. But we took care of business exactly how a fourth seed last year should take care of business. So, fellas, thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Have a good night. My condolences again, and keep your head up, bro.
I appreciate y'all. Y'all guys are Omni fans. Salute.
Salute,
miss
bro.
Y'all. Take care.
C-Tech, man. Keep your head up, man. Keep your head up, bro.
And CP, let me say something real quick. Mm-hmm. That's a highlight call right there. You know, condolences out to him. Loses a loved one just a few days ago. And my man is calling Knicks Fan TV.
I'm saying.
A few days later. And his spirits looked actually, you know, pretty good. And he was happy that the Knicks won. And this is one of the things that I've always said, man, is so special about Knicks Fan TV. It's a platform that many people have said it's a safe haven. You know, a few hours, whether it's the post game or whether it's a content video that you post throughout the day, you know, Knicks Fan TV has been, you know, a special thing for the Knicks community. So I just don't want that to go unnoticed.
Yeah,
because,
100%.
You know, and definitely condolences. You got our support. You know, we're family here with the Knicks, and I'm happy that the Knicks were able to, you know, pull out a great victory and just stay up and stay strong,
man.
And definitely keep calling us.
Yeah, definitely stay up, man. But as you said, you know, it's you know, happy to have this as a platform for people as a distraction. You know what I mean? Because life is real and it hits all of us, and we all have to go through our ups and downs and our battles, our trials and tribulations. But you know, this is something that, you know, can help kind of take away from those things. And so I'm glad we have it. You know, I'm glad we have it. It's for me as well. You know, again, life hits all of us. So, to C-Tech, definitely send our condolences to you and your family, man. All right, Rob, the OG, close us out, man. Unless we hear from J Boogie. Rob from OG, the new closer, man. How you feeling?
CP.
Yup, how you doing, man?
Nah, it's Rube. Rube the OG from Jersey. Darius is pop.
Oh, Rube, what's going on? Oh, that's it. Said Rube. Yeah, I thought because so they put R double O B, so probably, I thought it was Rob with a typo.
You know what it is?
Yeah,
I'm still getting my voice back from Wednesday night.
I'm telling you, man.
Didn't,
there it
probably is. Didn't understand me.
Yeah, that's right. Rube was in the fire with us, man. Wednesday night was epic times.
Oh man, listen. Let me say this, man. It was the second best night of my life.
Yeah.
As a 43-year Knicks fan at Madison Square Garden. I said that to my brother and to Darius that night. The second best night of my life ever at MSG with Knicks Fan TV and Knicks Fan TV family. Listen, I told you the other night, I want to say thank you from the bottom of my heart, right, for allowing us to be part of the family, coming in and just accepting my son. Because, like I said, like you said, my son came up through the dark years, right? And I've been watching this channel now for a couple years, and y'all just stole my thunder. Because in those bleak days, in the past few years, when we had nothing as a Knicks fan to be happy about, and I told my son, I said, listen, I can't support this. I'm a Knicks fan, but there needs to be a change because this is bad. I could turn on Knicks Fan TV and see an X-Man interview or Oakley interview and just reminisce on something and just warm my heart. And just, I'm telling you, what you guys do, and this is no bullshit, what you guys do for a real Knicks fan is just out of this world. I can't put it in words. All CP, you know, when you see me, Knicks Fan TV hat, I shout out Knicks Fan TV. I let everybody know. I send them the link. Yo, Knicks Fan TV, support this.
Appreciate it.
This is real.
Yeah, appreciate it, man.
This is real. And this is no bullshit what I'm telling you. I'm giving it to you 100. This ain't no paid commercial for people listening. This is just real from the heart. I got to let you know how real this is, how big this movement is, and how y'all make me feel. And I grin every day. Yo, y'all get me to work 4 o'clock in the morning when I could catch the post game and I'm tired and I could barely make it to New York to get to work. Y'all turn this on and I'm just driving up the Turnpike or the Garden State and I'm sitting there listening and it's getting me through. So, yo, salute and thank y'all once again for what y'all do.
Appreciate it, Ru.
And this is real talk.
Appreciate
it. Real talk. Now, for everybody that's listening out there that didn't go to that event at Mustang Harry's, and didn't go to the game, I'm telling you right now, as a real Knicks fan, you better go to the next event. You better make it. Make it your business.
Yeah, it was lit. We had Mustangs turned event. Up. Yeah, we had Mustangs rocking, man. It was rocking.
Mustangs was rocking, man.
This is crazy.
Like I said, the second best event I ever had at Madison Square Garden in my lifetime. The only thing that topped it, honestly, was when Darius was 11, I took him. He went to the game, a Sunday afternoon game. It was his birthday. They put his name on the scoreboard. And they played the Heat. The Knicks blew a 15-point lead and lost on a Sunday afternoon matinee back in 2013. But you know what? I was able to share. It was the build-up because it was a surprise. He didn't know. It was the build-up to it. I'd have to tell you the story off the air, but I'm telling you. Other than that, maybe 94, game 2, Eastern Conference Finals against the Bulls. But this event this past week, Wednesday, tremendous, tremendous. And I thank you again, brothers. I thank you again. Honestly, I don't know what to say. Now, to digress, the Knicks, we're looking good. Hope everything continues. I mean, you know, we're going to have our ups and downs, but it's looking good. We're going to continue to build. Hopefully, Mitch can stay healthy because I got a little nervous when I saw him laying on the court. I was like, oh, no, not again. Man. We can't have that. But you know what? I'm very happy. Very happy. I just hope it continues. And I just want to close out with that. Say thank you once again from the bottom of my heart. I love y'all. Y'all, that's real talk. I love this channel. And anything you need. Oh, y'all, I want to be part of that 75.
Oh yeah. I need you in that. I need you in that, man. We're gonna get to planning. We're gonna get to planning real soon, but it's gonna be epic, man. No question.
Yeah, no doubt. But listen. I look forward to seeing you at the next game, or the next event. You already know, yo. My allegiance and loyalty, Knicks Fan TV.
Let's go.
Always and forever.
5-star
call.
Appreciate you, Rube.
All right, JD. Let's go. CK, yo, listen. We'll talk, and at dinner when we can.
We still got to take you up on that, man. We still got to take you up on that.
No doubt. You name the place, we make it happen.
Yes,
all
sir.
Right? All
right,
y'all. I'm gonna say salute, and we out.
All right, man.
All right, see you soon. Thanks a lot, brother.
Be safe on the road. Be safe at work. My guy Rube. Shout out to Darius too, man. We was out there heavy Wednesday night. It was a movie. Definitely a great look, man. Appreciate all the kind words, Ruben. Always appreciate it. And, yeah, man, we just going to keep rocking. Great win. Great show. Back at it Sunday. And hopefully we could do it again, man. Great show once again, fellas.
after Sunday, we put in pressure on your prediction, CP. We put in pressure. I see you. You getting a little. You want to jump, but you just like I just you know.
Yeah, as long as the pressure stays on CP, that's cool.
I mean, we came this close to losing Mitch again. I'm telling you, man.
Yeah, I know. I can't front.
It's 82 game season. I'm just trying to get through each 48 minutes each day. That's it. I'm just trying to get through each day. Just trying to make it through each day. That's it, man. That's all, my guy. But great show, man. Definitely great show. Appreciate all the callers. Let me shoot all the super chats that came in because we definitely had a lot. And then we're going to close with this new J Boogie track, the one that we played on Wednesday because the joint is fire.
I didn't mean to hear it yet.
Oh, it's fire. It's fire. Yeah, it's definitely fire, man. So let me salute the super chats. Let me get the regular outro music. Salute to everybody in the chat once again. Let's get those likes up before we wrap up the show, man. We had a great call. Great call by Rube. 5-star call. Let's get those likes up for sure. And let me find my outro music. I got to set up my stream deck. Definitely do that. But yeah, great show, man. All right. Let me salute the super chats that have come in because we got a ton here. All right. Salute to, first of all, Webster Ralph Jr. says up late here in London. Oh no, that was from the Celtics game. But yeah, salute to him, man. He was we caught that one late. Up late from London. Double OT, I'd be shooting damn near. Woke up my wife, RJ with the clams. Fournier really wanted to beat those Celtics. I got to jump now. Knicks with the 50 burger. So you got people calling 50 burgers all the way out in London, JD. And the burgers ain't even good over there.
So inspirational.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, I'm gonna have to check the stock market and check all these burger companies because if these stock prices start going up.
Right.
I'm going to have to start sending some 10% invoices.
Yeah, right. They got to cut you the check, man. Who else? Let's see. Sha B says, yo, guys, first time checking y'all out. My bad for being so late. You got a sub for life. Also, who's a better French player, Weiss or Fournier? Let's go. Rico Grimes says, 5-0. Mitch, defensive player of the year, X Factor. Adam O'Brien says, Julius Randle's a full-blown superstar. And Obi, like I told you, JD will take over Randall as a stud when Randall gets longer in the tooth. Raymond Roland, thanks for super chat. My guy Charlie, who was at the event rocking with us, shout out Charlie, Mike, and all those guys, says record breaking Knicks this season is special. Bing bong. Joseph Chavez.
That was my favorite part of the video, bro.
Yeah.
Bing bong.
Hilarious, bro. Let me refresh this real quick.
Good call out.
Salute to everybody in the chat. Once again, hit that thumbs up button for your boys. We had the super chat portion of the show. Knicks top 5, top 75 Knicks of all time. That's going to be a big, big project. We're going to do that.
While you refresh it, there was breaking news throughout this show.
Yeah, I heard that the Lakers are imploding right now in game 2.
No. Something more important than that.
What's that?
Oh. Something more important than that. When the show started, Knicks Fan TV was at 42.9.
Yeah.
And now you're at 43,000 subscribers.
43,000. So. Let's go. 43,000 and let's climbing. Go. Congrats, I want 50 before the All-Star break. I want 50 before the All-Star break. Let's go, man. But yeah, you know, that's it's people like Mike, man, and people that's just been tuning in all day and sharing these videos, subscribing to the channel, hitting that thumbs up button. It all factors in. It all factors in. This is why we say it all the time, because it all plays a part in the growth of the channel, man. So thanks for everybody for getting us there. 43K. Yes, sir. Let's go. All right. More super chats. Go get it. 0712 sent a super chat, says best show on YouTube. Non-Knicks news, AD and Dwight fighting on the sideline. Glad we aren't dysfunctional anymore. So you got the Lakers imploding, and that's not going to work. The whole Brody thing is a disaster. They're not going nowhere. Forget about that. Sixers imploding, Nets imploding. Let's go. Salute. Tim Dog says, I'm not trading Obi Toppin. Javon Romero says, Knicks keep it going in NY South. It was raining threes tonight. 2 down, 48 to go. Hashtag 50 burger. Hashtag Berks Hive. 95 Bully says, a $20 super chat. Not, I saw 95 Bully on the Discord, but then I didn't see him anymore. I don't know what happened. King Matthew says, Big W, let's do it again on Sunday night at MSG. And make sure you put D-Rose and T-Mac in the 75th anniversary list. Knicks mode. NBA left them out. We can't put T-Mac in the top 75 Knicks.
Come on.
Come on, man. I mean, that one night against the Thunder, man, he was vintage T-Mac.
Debut night, man.
Yeah, that debut man. Night. He might be able to squeeze right. in the bottom of the list. We'll see. That might be all it takes, CK, because outside the 70s and 90s, it wasn't too much winning going on. So that might be all it takes to get T-Mac in there.
He might slide into that 75th spot. We laugh, but he might do it.
Real talk. That might be it. Oh, man. King Matthews, Big W, let's do it again. Oh, I got that one. Immortal Cuts. One of those restaurants near the garden need to create a half-pound burger and call it the 50 burger. Charge $50 for it. Hey, you never know. Maybe throw some 24-karat gold on there. You never know. We'll see, man. Mike Blunt says, clean sweep of the first week. Hashtag quarter dimes and Knicks. Rhyme Animal Chuck D got that one out. Did he appreciate it? Kenny Gale says, bum game didn't fall into the trap game. 50 burger. OB Avengers. Bad Black Man says, trying to get that KFTV hat in blue. When are they going to be back in the shop? By the way, it's bad. Yeah, by the way, it's Bad Black Man. Yeah, I read the name out clearly. Appreciate it. Yeah, we'll let you know when the blue joints come out, though. Appreciate it, man. Lord Barker Rock Jr. sends a super chat. Says, CP, let's call it what it is. The Nets are not a better team than the Knicks, and the Sixers are questionable. I feel a paradigm shift in the East. Let's go, Knicks. Okay, all right. Oh, my screen went dark on us. Okay. Michael Parker sends a super chat. Says, salute Knicks Nation. Salute to the chat one time for the mods. Are we going to see Mitch launch threes this year? No. Should we trade for Bamba if he becomes available? Nah, I wouldn't do that either. But Michael Parker, appreciate that. Appreciate the super chat and for you coming out with us on for the Knicks home opener. Trap Boy TV says 55 win season. Kristoff says Knicks are the 2 seed in the East. Enjoy, Knicks fans. And Brooklyn is the 8th seed. Charlie says 43,000 subs. Congrats, y'all. This Knicks team is special. Bing bong. Rick Pennington says October 26th and 28th, Sixers and Bulls. Barometer games. We win those, the league will be shaking. AO Pal says, yo, JD, I'm putting my order down. Can I get a burger cooked medium? Bread medium. Extra toasted. Bread lettuce, extra toasted. Tomatoes, cooked onions.
Lettuce, tomatoes.
Mayo, onions. Ketchup. And hold the cheese.
Hold the cheese. And when you're ready, send it to AO Pop. All right, we got you. We got you. We cooking, baby. We cooking.
Flash Gordon says, the arena is rocking. Knicks fans always travel. Hashtag OB God. Hashtag Knicks all day. Shot B says, Kevin Knox with the big 1-to-1 assist to turnover ratio. Cam's Corner hits a thumbs up for you boys. Man. Oh, my goodness. Mir Belfort says, NY Knicks sharpen up for that in the Christmas Day smackdown on them. Birds. CP, hope you get some royalties from that fake fan TV in Atlanta. LOL. Fellas, 48 left for the 50 burger. Chico Fernandez says, great meeting you guys on Wednesday. Yeah, man, great meet you, bro. And he says, for my son's first game. Man, that's incredible. Yeah, definitely incredible father-son moment, I'm sure. I'm glad you enjoyed it, man. He says, love NYK coming out and dropping the Timbs on Orlando. That is a great sign of things to come. JD, that 50 burger is coming, bro. Big up, CK. James Jameson sends a super chat. He says, D-Rose plus 34. Best pass on this squad. Hashtag OBF. D-Rose was great, man. D-Rose was excellent. All right, I think I got it, man. I think I got it. So, yeah, great show, guys. You know where to find us after the Knicks versus Magic game, the return match at MSG this Sunday. You know where to find us, man. Number one show for the fans. By the fans.
Yeah. I told you.
CKJD, great show as usual. I'm about to put on remember, before I get to it, remember, the player ratings are back on KnicksFanTV.com. My guy, KnicksFanTV, Remy, does the player ratings the next day after every game. It's a thorough breakdown of the game. He reviews every single player. So I want to make sure you guys get to KnicksFanTV.com tomorrow, say around midday Eastern time. Check out Remy's ratings. And like I said, sign up for that mailing list. Very important that we have your information, man. Also, you can find the podcast links for tonight's show there as well. So great show. J Boogie, let's go.
I told you. I'm
All right, throw some highlights on here. Look like Jerome was up with that mirror. Because when you look good, you ain't got to worry about nobody telling you how you look. So never mind what the haters say. They want to hate what they love in the franchise. With Spice said it's the orange with the blue skies. It's no secret, famous with the nightlife. We celebrate.
My first time hearing it, okay. They want to hate what they love in the franchise. With Spice said it's the orange with the blue skies. It's no city more famous with the nightlife. We celebrate feeling good as the Knicks, right? We all know right now who brought the city back. Tell D-Rose, Noel ties, let's run it back. With Burke said he inking in that new contract. Some new money have you pushing that made back. I hear the talk, Katie say we ain't cool no more. We'll tell that to the Barclays when they open the door. Before the game, red carpets get rolled out. You see the stars, attendance mean we sold out. Ain't no arena feeling like this gym. Clyde with that brim, Nick jersey with some butter Tims. This for the ones that continue to love the hate. And how Max went from his first to his last tape. They say, Boogie, why you talk like that? I'm spitting bars, so I'ma talk like that. Yeah, the media got me feeling like that. My James Brown saying this is my payback. They wanna hate what they love in the franchise. With Spice said it's the orange with the blue skies. It's no city more famous with the nightlife. We celebrate feeling good as the Knicks, right? They wanna hate what they love in the franchise. With Spice said it's the orange with the blue skies. It's no city more famous with the nightlife. We celebrate feeling good as the Knicks, right? Some real fans to the game, that mean we stay loyal. Twist the cap off the top so you can crown royal. I promise you about to see a league mess. I'm right beside Mr. Worldwide West. Gunning championship Escobar with the cigar. The next track, Mr. Dolan on the guitar. Play that. In fact, this a new anthem. Tell Mr. Itzler you need a new Hawk anthem. Everybody put your hands in the air. I want to see you with your hands in the air. Celebrate your life. Everybody put your hands in the air. I want to see you with your hands in the air. You a Nick for life. They don't live how we live when we do what we do. We do what we do. They don't do it. We represent to the fullest. This that orange and blue. Orange and blue. You a Nick for life. They wanna hate what they love in the franchise. With Spice said it's the orange with the blue skies. It's no city more famous with the nightlife. We celebrate feeling good as the Knicks, right? They wanna hate what they love in the franchise. With Spice said it's the orange with the blue skies. It's no city more famous with the nightlife. We celebrate feeling good as the Knicks, right? Drop that. Just feel the beat for a moment. Feel that? Now bring it back. My man Mike Blaze on the track.